Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your push. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your
feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel
it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse, feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your feeling is fine.
Feel it in your
feeling is fine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
feeling
is fine. Feel it in your feeling is
fine.
Feel it in your
Feel it in your
Feel it in your
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Dip 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 d
I'm a Cupid. You know you're a bitch, don't touch me. You know you're a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'm a Cupid. You know you're a bitch, don't touch me. You know you're a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'm a Cupid. You know you're a bitch, don't touch me. You know you're a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'm a Cupid. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. You gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Into the building. September 27, 2013, three members of the legendary houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the new generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Between Faith for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor in hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook event page, dated March 29th. Animation Domination.
Malcolm. Legendary Trey Blonick and legendary Monique Khan present the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, March 22nd. Grand prize, open to all runway, Masterpiece Theater for $1,000. Mini grants include open to all legendary performance, Operation Black Ops for $500. Open to all performance, Queen of the Jungle for $500. Open to all faith, Timeless Beauty for $250. Femme Queen Realness, Transformation for $250. Trans Man versus Butch Queen Realness. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thugs. Lust Over the Lady for $200. Again, that's the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, March 22nd. Your location? The Paradox Nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland. Doors open at midnight. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. For more information, contact Legendary Trebrae Vlonic or Legendary Monique Khan on Facebook or visit the event page dated March 22nd, the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag or Vogue Femme. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200, and a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10. For $250, sponsored by Antonio Blunt. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Lavin, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Dragged Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Faith for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of Tenzer Chops. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information in ballroom all the time, honey. We're here to recap all the drama and all the madness that happened from state to state and region to region this weekend. We are definitely here to recap all the motherfucking madness and all the trauma, honey. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-host. I'm going to bring on the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Rodney Prodigy, overall father cocktail.
Baby, you ready for big daddy?
How do you want it? Holler do you need it? How do you want it? Holler do you need it?
Big daddy.
Rodney,
what's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Okay.
Did you enjoy yourself in Vegas this weekend?
I did enjoy myself. I did. Give me this last little bit of rest.
Yes, ward, honey. But, you know, I really didn't hear too much about Vegas or, you know, any of the madness and the drama. The only thing I did hear, and I have to say congratulations to Naima Ebony for definitely winning for $1,000 this weekend in Vegas, honey. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to her, honey, so, you know, for winning that coin, honey. But I really didn't hear too much about the weekend.
Well, it was actually like a fun weekend. You know, Vegas is pretty much more about partying and drinking and just having a good time as opposed to the ball. The ball is just some extra that they have. And, you know, a few people come out. A lot of people came out just on Sunday for the ball. And a lot of people were here. The ballroom people were in Vegas. But, like I said, they're actually here just to party, have a good time in Vegas, spend some money, lose some money, get drunk, have, and, you know, have some fun.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So what's the tea? How was the function?
The ball itself, the decorations were definitely nice. The setup, everything was definitely first class. Everything. I mean, the tables were small. If you were doing it to appease, as far as, you know, people coming to do effects, people bringing army bags and bags and different stuff like that, the tables were too small for that. But they were very elegantly looking and placed in there for the houses to sit down. It just wasn't accommodating for the ball walkers to bring in luggage and different stuff like that. But the setup and everything was definitely nice. So good job to, I don't know if it was Jack's vision, Divine's vision, or Joe's vision, but whoever decorated definitely did a great job. The ball was supposed to start about 3. That was really not going to be the case because a lot of people still just getting up about that time. So it started a few hours later than that. Jack started off with the performances, the individual solo for the winners of those categories throughout the year at all those balls, the Volcrim, were the performance people. So he started off with those. And they were judged by Katie Balenciaga, Marquise Revlon, and Deshaun Lavin. They were judging, you know, the creativity, the effects, and the overall thought process of the production. And they were ranked to battle each other based on their scores. So then after that, they had all those come out and do those. One through, it was eight. Two people didn't show, so it was 8 of those. And then after that, they started the LSS and called the judges, and then they went through the categories very quickly, so they was able to finish the whole entire ball, which that was nice. We was able to finish the whole ball, and grand prize for the performance went to Naima. Grand prize for All-American went to Casanova Chanel. We were the final battle for American. He beat me. Good job, guy. His effect was definitely nice. DJ Aga won Trans Man Realness. Bones Milan won Schoolboy Realness. I won Executive Realness as well. Pretty Boy. I couldn't even see that I was getting dressed. I don't remember who won, so please excuse me for that. Some Big Girls went to Stephanie Ebony. Legendary went to Bria Ebony. Thug went to Lee Elite. I think it's ex Valentino Elite, Father Elite. And then after all the winners, all our names were put in a little thing, and they shuffled them up, and they did the raffle style. And then grand prize for the 500 went to DJ Aga. And overall for Runway went to Rodney, Legendary Rodney Balenciaga as well. What else? Vogue Films had a lot of different, for the people that didn't make the grand prize, they had individual performance categories as well, Femme Queen, Drag, Women's, as well as Vogue Film and Rhythms with a Twist. Rhythms with a Twist went to Lil Meech Ebony. Miss Queen and Drags went to And Ebony, again, I can't remember her name. I know she's from Detroit. Vogue Femme went to Bam's Garcon. Women, I don't know her name. And Grandpa's overall went to the Ebony, which was in drags from Detroit. Because Bamzy, I guess he was tired. He stopped voguing. So Grandpa's went to Ebony for the additional coin for all the winners that battled for the additional money. What else category I'm missing? Sex Siren went to the House of Mizrahi. George, Father George from Cali, and Father Jarrell Mizza from Virginia. So grand prize to you guys for Sex Siren. That's all I can remember right off the top of my head, Kelly. But it was a good time. It wasn't a big turnout, which the balls have not been. But the professionalism and the effort that they put into it was very great. So kudos to Jack and Divine for doing your best to get it popping up in there. And we still had a good time. Oh, Streetwear. Sorry, Streetwear was won by Torrance, Khan, High Fashion, and Urban was won by RJ Revlon. And they battled for the cash, and Torrance won.
I know that's right.
That was about it for me. It was a few things, you know, that went on throughout the night. We had fun. I can't remember who won Best Dress. I think that was Mizza, if I'm not mistaken. I think I heard him say that. I was in the back.
Yeah, it was Mizza.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And congratulations on Marlon. He's now the new L.A. mother for Mizrahi, Marlon, that walks High Fashion Streetwear. So congrats to him as well. And it was good seeing Arnold at the ball as well. That was basically it for my recap for the ball, Kelly.
Oh, I know that's right. Hold on. We have a caller, 516-884. You're live on the air. 516-884. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay, the next caller is private caller. You're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller we have is 347-569. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is Brian Versace and the legendary Brooke Ebony on the phone.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, girl. I'm doing fine.
I know that's right. Thank y'all for just listening.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. You're so welcome. I'm just listening to old ballroom stuff and just be listening to what's going on now and stuff.
I know that's right. Thank y'all for just listening. If y'all got want to say something, feel free to press 1 again.
All right.
Come on, sweetheart.
Rodney, somebody, wait, hold on. Let me get back to my Facebook. Girl, tell Rodney to cut the shit. What's the tea with the shade with the panel, the chops between the Ebonies and the Cons?
Rodney. I don't remember any shade between the House of Khan and the House of Ebony at all.
Oh, hold on. Just another message just came through. Oh, sorry. I met Revlon.
Oh, okay. I really didn't see any of that either. I heard about it, and I was telling that you hear something about it, but like I was saying at the ball, if Marquise, who was the Revlon judge, saw something that he didn't like, and he is definitely a master, a legend for performance. He chopped someone, and then they said in retaliation that his house was chopped. So Jack did talk to both individuals, and that situation was handled, and we moved on with the ball.
I'm gonna fuck them up. They're gonna say, "Chow, Rodney never sees anything. Take him off the air."
Laugh out loud.
No, I was standing there, and once it happened, Jack definitely came around and dealt with the situation.
Oh, okay. So then you have your answer to that. My I am a honey. That's I am me again right
that's,
now.
That's not what they wanted. That's not what they wanted to hear. I apologize, but I can only go by what I saw. When I was standing right there by the panel, so I did see or hear there was a little frustration going on. But like I said, Jack dealt with the situation immediately, and we moved on with the ball.
They said, oh, thanks for telling the truth. He was drunk.
and Mother Lovely was standing right next to me on right in front of the panel, so if she would have felt like it was major issue, everyone knows Lovely would have spoke up as well.
Yes, where's all the girls from L.A., honey, and Oakland and stuff that was at the function? They said, honey, I need to get those girls' recap of the ball. Where's Mother Lovely? Where's Michi, honey? Where the girls at, they said, honey? You know, some type of way, honey. Where's all the L.A. girls? We're saying that was at the function, honey. The function looked real empty to me, they say.
You know, that's, I mean, yeah. You know, the spot was pretty big, Kelly. But I definitely would give it on a total ins and outs, people coming late, doing all this type of stuff, maybe a good 150.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that place did look cute, honey. And Miss Naima definitely did eat up her production. I did see Naima production. It was definitely cute, honey. You know, I didn't see nobody else's clips. I want to see some more of the clips from the girls out there. Honey, only thing I really seen was my
doing a solo number is kind of, unless, you know, you have to really put your think tank on to make it worthwhile for us to look at and things of that nature. And there was only a few people that actually pulled it off. But some people's performance, because of their performance, it outweighed their production. So a lot of people got higher scores based on their production because it did make the crowd go up. But other than that, I was pleased with the KW Saga. I definitely think he definitely gave the crowd something. Naima's performance definitely ate it up. Drea, Ebony, she definitely came to Vogue. Pumps, his effects and his looks are always on point, so big up for him. But the rest of the Darius, I like Darius for what it gave for his introduction. If you listen to what he was saying about being a twister and stuff like that, I applauded Darius. But for everybody else, it was just, you know, we'll wait on y'all to get done so y'all can get scored so we can move on to the next person. That's just my opinion.
No, that's right. So I know that's right. So how did Pumps do? Because I didn't see I want to see other clips. If the girls out there, y'all got other clips, can y'all please put the clips up, they said, because I didn't see none of the clips here.
Good. Jack TV was definitely in the building, so I'm sure once he get done editing and everything like that, it should be out. And then, you know, a lot of the cameras was working in the set, phones and stuff. Everybody was getting their girlfriends and stuff. So definitely Vito and Kevin, Jay-Z Prodigy for LSS definitely gave the crowd something. So that was nice for the LSS. Kevin definitely woke the building up.
Okay. Well, where's all the girls at, honey? Where's Mother Lovely? Where's Michi? All the girls that was in L.A. They're saying, like, what the fuck, they say? Y'all probably get a ball of y'all region and nobody don't want to call in and tell us about the function. Like, what's the tea? What's the shade?
Yeah, they folks might have went out, had some more to drink and stuff. I went out earlier with Econ Revlon. We had some drinks and stuff, and we're just waiting on our to go to the airport to board our flight to go back to D.C. Econ says hello, Kelly.
Tell Econ I said hello. Hey, Econ, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, but what else they saying on your inbox, Kelly? Oh, I was just being entertained by my daughter on Facebook. That kind of got me up a little bit.
Maybe yeah, maybe I'm not nobody not really saying nothing too much about the function in my inbox this day. But yeah, I was definitely entertained by Tyana and Marcus and Alicia Reyes today.
Yes.
It was definitely on fire, y'all, honey. It was definitely on fire, honey. Baby, they definitely gave me a show, honey. I've been sitting here all day waiting for Mother Tyana to get over here, honey. She still ain't get here, honey. Baby. Okay.
So where are you at, Kelly?
I'm in Chicago. I'll be in Chicago, honey. I'll be in Baltimore this weekend, honey.
Oh, okay.
Baby, yeah, I'm enjoying my little vacation in Chicago, honey. I usually always, you know, go to a ball and then, you know, and hit it and come back home. So, baby, I'm out here, you know, chopping it up with the Revlons and the Mrs. out here, you know, enjoying my time in Chicago. But my time in Chicago must come to an end, and it's now time for me to, you know, go. It's nothing really going on here in Chicago. You know, I tried to give the girls a little function this weekend here in Chicago. This thing, and, you know, 30 girls came out, you know. Baby, it was cute. Baby, the girl, you know, 30 girls came out, Miss Thang. 30 girls came out, Miss Thang. All the girls that came out to Vogue, Miss Thang. And so they came out to Vogue, Miss Thang. The children still got their 250 girls, Miss Thang. And it was what it was, Miss Thang. You know, that's how you do a function, Miss Thang. The girls still come out, Miss Thang. But they still get their services.
Right. Okay.
So, you know.
What night was the mini ball?
It was on Saturday. The girls came out. Maya Balenciaga Judge, Corey Chanel Judge, Anthony Revlon Judge, Q Mizrahi Judge, and someone else Judge. Like six Mizrahis came out. Chanel's came out in Vogue. Some other children came out of those, and, you know, the girls battled down, Miss Thang. It was, or the Mizrahis had to battle the Mizrahis. You know, it wasn't, you know, and grand prize went to Mizrahi for the $250, and, you know, it was cute. They tried to get me and Shasha to destroy the battle, Miss Thang, but, you know, Shasha didn't want to come out and play.
Was you ready to play with her, Kelly?
You know, Shasha called me out for LSS. Baby, I didn't come out for LSS. I just waved to the girls and everything. But if Shasha would have came out and played this day, I would have definitely came out, and I definitely would have played. I definitely would have played with Shasha. I would have gave her. You know what she wanted, honey. It would have definitely been a clip for the, you know, for the ages, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. 215-758. You're live on the air on the recap show.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, you just listening? Who's this?
I'm from Philly. I'm just listening.
Oh, you just listening? Thank you for just listening. Okay. The next caller we have is 240-432. You're live on the air on the recap show.
How about girl?
240-432. You're live on the recap show. Okay, thank you for listening. Okay, well, hold on. I don't know why the girls are just listening. Let me play two of these commercials from a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
All right.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Lovin and Father Bam Bam Ebony. Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000. Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000. European Runway versus All American for $1,000. Femme Queen Face for $1,000. And Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500. Legendary Performance for $500. Open to All Legendary Runway for $500. Butch Queen Sex Diamond for $500. Butch Queen Twisters for $500. Open to All Legendary Realness for $500.
Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500, and Father vs. Father for $500, as well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amplaven on Facebook, or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister, for $1,000. Open to all Shady Tag Team Runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Seven Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Von Allure St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.
Okay. We're back from our words for our sponsor, honey. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, this is Becky. Hello.
This is who?
This is Becky. I called in from the other show. I called in, the girl said that, you know, my voice isn't hot. You know, I've been transitioning for about 5 years.
This is Becky number two. Right, how are you?
I'm actually Becky number one. She's a drag and I'm a femme queen, so yeah. Well, basically, I was just calling and let the girls know I've been transitioning for 5 years because I was a male for 22 years. Thank you.
Yeah.
So how's everyone night going?
It's going
great. You know, that's
so Becky,
lovely.
Have you been attending balls, Becky?
Yeah, I went to the Midwest for one ball, but that's not really my kilo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But do you have any balls in mind that, you know, I can walk because I'm really sexy?
So you say you've been transitioning for 5 years, so you still consider yourself a junior femme queen?
Pretty much. You know, I'm trying to go the natural and not get the bags if I have a flat chest, but I'm pretty much almost there.
Okay. And which coast do you live on, the East Coast, Midwest, West Coast?
I live on the East Coast. I live in Midtown Manhattan.
Okay, well, Manhattan, The Rumbles, or Rolling Nights, is always a good place to start practicing, because a lot of times Jack always have, he has drag realness, junior film queen realness, and film queen realness to give everybody a chance to, for the transitioning girls to get a chance to walk, you know, get some practice out. And you walk realness?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds lovely and everything, but I have a girlfriend that goes there, and she says that that's just a drug house, and they just do drugs all night.
Kelly? God, she must have went to the bathroom.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello? Kelly.
Baby, she's a...
Do you agree that that's a drug house, Kelly?
What's a drug house?
She said, I asked Becky about getting some practice in, because she said she's transitioning, that she wants junior film queen realness. And I asked her about going to, you know, go to Vogue Nights or go to the Rumbles to get some practice in. And she said she had a girlfriend that goes there, and they said that it's only a drug house.
Oh, what, Vogue Nights?
Basically, yeah.
I don't think drug nights is a vogue. Vogue nights is a drug thing. You know, everything you can consider everything. The girls, some girls just have to be full just to go out. That's just some of the girls.
Yeah, but even the judges on the panel, I can't. Everyone has
judges,
to be full there.
What judges have you seen on the panel that be full at Vogue nights? Drop names, Becky.
There's plenty, you know, the nights that, you know, Jack wants to put the knots on the panel, he puts the Mayas, and, you know, all the drug girls.
Oh, why would my cousin name be the first name that come out your mouth?
I don't know. She's the first one to come to the head when I think about drugs.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's a first.
Really? I know, it's so sad, but yeah, but, you know, that's how I look at her.
Oh, that's the first that I heard of that mistake. See, I heard many things about her, but drug head, that's the first time I heard that.
Well, maybe you should spend a day with her. You can get in a little
more. I have spent plenty of days with her. So, you know, I just was gagging and dying.
Maybe you were just full too, so you didn't really know that.
Baby, let me tell you one thing about me. I'm never ashamed to say what I do and when I do it, baby. But, you know, full on a regular basis is not my thing.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
So what type of drugs do you do?
Sweetie, only drugs I do is the drugs that come from Brazil, and those are my most.
Because you sound like you're a little intoxicated right now yourself.
Would you like a vial?
No, I wouldn't like a vial. Baby, I'm good with my pony pack.
You got the pony pack from Larry?
No, I didn't get my pony pack from Larry. It's not after 12 o'clock here in Chicago, so my computer is not updated. But it's after 12 o'clock in the East Coast. So I would like to say happy birthday to my cousin, the overseer of the house of Khan, BJ Khan. It is definitely his birthday. I would also like to say happy birthday to my son, Rodriguez Mizrahi from Atlanta. It's his birthday. I would also like to say happy birthday to my sister, Tati Rodeo. It's definitely her birthday today, honey. And that's it. That's on my list, because I don't know all the rest of the people that's on my list.
Okay, happy birthday, Rodriguez and BJ.
Yes, good. It's their birthday. So,
yeah.
You got anything else? You got anything else you would like to say, Becky, or are you just gonna sit here? What's the thing?
I don't know. I just wanted to come on and be with the girls. You know, the girls gave me very much the other day, and you know, they're not on the line now. I hear crickets. So,
who gave you much the other day?
The Beijing wearing queen and the tall white one or whatever she is.
What Beijing wearing queen that's on the show?
Her name's Jason, and the Beijing queen is, I think her name is Michi. She's really a nobody. But.
So the Tuesday night cast gave you your news.
Yeah, they gave me very much, but you know it was
they gave you very much. So now you want to come on Monday night and give them much.
Yeah, they call me Mr. Adam and everything because I came on and I said, you know, my name's Becky, but my mom, she still calls me Adam, and the girls gave me money.
So they say they call you Miss Adam, so they won't be disrespectful totally. So they say Miss Adam because there was another Becky called in before you, and so that's why they say Becky too, and then they say, well, they'll call you something else to, you know, make sure they can divide between the two.
Well, let me call for the girls, honey. Jason, Michi, Miss Becky is on the line, honey, and she's very upset, honey, because y'all tried her last week Tuesday. So, Jason and Michi, if y'all out there listening, Miss Becky's here. So, Miss Becky, you stay right there. I'm going to keep you on with us. I got another caller, but you stay right there. I'm not going to close your mic. Hold on. 347-446, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yes, it was.
347-446. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay. We're going to let y'all go, honey. That's how we're going to do this, baby. I'm not going to sit here and play with you girls, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 323-348. You're live on the air on the recap show. 323-348. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, y'all gone. Bishop, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going on, Bishop? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, wait, that was another queen right there, her.
Oh, hold on. I ain't never say nothing about you.
Girl, you said that I'm giving
and then,
you
hold on, first
food.
Of all, I'm not a bridge. You hear me? I ain't say nothing about you. I don't
girl,
even know who you are. And I never heard of you.
Girl.
Oof.
All I know is you was another bottom queen talking shit on the show, basically.
Oh!
And I have a girlfriend who said she banged her cake plenty of times.
Why are you reading Bishop like that, calling him a bottom queen?
I don't even know this person. I don't even know this pretender, man. I don't know.
So go ahead and sing your song all the way home because I don't want to hear it.
I was actually calling just to let you know that you are very funny. I think you should be on here periodically, almost every week, because you are a kid.
I don't know whether to say thank you or fuck you, but
Oh my God. I can't. What about?
Mouth is leaking.
You know, I'm not really this mean, but the girls, they really got me to this point.
So
did
the girls
you go to Las
really
Vegas?
The girls really came for you last week, I guess.
Yeah, I really stand up for Jay, and everything.
Kelly, I wasn't on the show last week on Tuesday. I wasn't on the show.
Well, she took some type of way.
She ended up because it wasn't Tuesday. It was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, they barely let me into the conversation. No shade.
Well, I remember your voice, and I remember it because I've seen you in a clip getting fucked, and I heard you on the line Wednesday, so.
You see me in a club getting fucked? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I haven't been out in years, and I've never fucked in a club.
It wasn't in a club, sweetie. It was in a clip. Maybe someone was privately camcording you or not. I don't know, but yeah.
I've never made a porno. The only thing you probably seen was a naked wrestling video. I'm unbothered. But you are a king.
Where is Brock Wallerneck and Tim dunking my ass? Because I need those two queens on the line.
Well, hold on. Let me see. Let me go back to my switchboard. No, they haven't pressed. They haven't pressed one. Meteor Jason hasn't pressed one. I don't think they really. You know,
I don't think they ready for her.
But you know, thank you. Your name is Rodney, right?
No, that's not Rodney. That's
No, I know
her
name.
That's Bishop.
No. Yeah, I know her name. Yeah. Rodney?
Yeah. I'm here.
Thank you so much for trying to hear me out. And Kelly, thank you too.
No problem.
You're welcome, love.
You're not gonna say thank you to me?
Girl.
No. Bitch, she ain't using you, honey. She is not using, honey.
I don't know why. Why do people not use me when I don't do nothing to people at all? I just don't understand. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I mean, they talked about my food. I did ask opinion for everybody. I posted some food in the room that I cooked today. Maybe the steak was too bland and was too dry because I had it on for a long time in the oven. So y'all were right. But other than that, yeah, they just talk about me. Like, what is going on? I don't do nothing to nobody.
I thought you'd be good with me, but I was wrong.
You said, huh?
I thought you would be good with me.
So what you're trying to say, you thought he was a certified meat handler?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Maybe.
And I actually liked him until he said, too long, Fu Kara.
Huh?
She said you like the food, Becky? You like the food pictures?
Oh, the food picture? Or you asked me if I like the food picture?
Yeah. Did you like his food? Did you like his meat?
Oh, ma'am. I'll pass.
You got to pass on that meat.
Yeah.
Hold on. We have another caller. 412-224. You're live on the air. 412-224. You're live on the air. Okay, we ain't got time for Down syndrome. 980-225, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I think you said the number wrong.
Oh, 908-225.
This is Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
What up?
Oh, hey, what's going on? Is this the queen that was on the news?
Kelly, your phone is breaking up
there. You said what?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Are you the queen that was on the news in North Carolina?
I'm the queen that was on the news?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, hey.
I just came off a 4-hour flight. Yeah, that's me. What's up?
Well, baby, you was doing a lot of Facebooking on that 4-hour flight, honey.
I know. Thank God for GoGo in flight.
Yes, baby. What's going on with you and your sister, Tiana?
I don't have a sister.
Oh, no, baby. I'm gagging. Y'all was reading for blood.
No, we weren't reading for blood. maybe we'll get over it. Like I said last week on the show, it's not really about, I hate when people try to turn it into something it's not, and they just look past what they did or said and just thinking because we're close, we're just supposed to, like, laugh it off or joke it off. But, you know, I came with legitimate concerns and I felt like it was handled in an improper way. So the girls want me to treat them like friends. No, not going to treat them like how faggots do. So every turn deserves another, and I'm going to get my turn. So, you know, I didn't hide behind it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it on a three-way private call. I was on the phone with her comments, and I made mine.
Okay, hold on. I have a lot of callers calling. Pressing one now.
Oh, now everybody want to press one.
Becky, if you have anything else to say, Becky, feel free to press one. I'm going to put you back on hold. Bishop, if you got anything else to say, feel free to definitely press one. I'm going to put you back on hold. The next caller I have is Miss Alexis Snow. You already know.
Hello, everyone.
What's
going on,
Miss Snow?
So, Marcus, the shit finally hit the fan.
Shit didn't really hit the fan until today. You know, it kind of, you know, just a lot of things happened. And I happened to be on the phone with my really good friend, Tone. And,
hold on, Marcus, because I don't want to lose my train of thought. I mean, over here, you know, yes, you mentioned Tone. And, you know, and it's snowing over here. So I don't want to lose my train of thought.
Wait. Back up, Kelly. You said what now?
She said it's snowing, but I just got here. It's rather cold, but it's not quite snowing here.
Is it the pony pack or onk?
Onk.
Oh,
so shit. I don't want to lose my train of thought. But since you mentioned Tone, I seen a message today, honey. I was sitting here, you know, me and the girls is not friends on Facebook. So Amaya got up from the computer, and I seen on her status that Ayana had put up that they're looking for, you know, somebody that's good and, you know, and all the skills that Tone used to do for the awards ball and to inbox her. So I'm getting the great up that Tone is no more a part of the committee anymore. That's going on with the awards board, that the girls have removed him, and they're looking for a third party for next year. But I don't know, but we got a Chicago number on the phone line, 312-4459, you're live on the air.
Hi, it's me, and you're right, you don't have a sister. You're really good friend, Tom. Hey, Pops. You're a really good friend, Tom. When did you guys come really close? Because I was just under the impression you just read him too, the way you tried to read me.
What did I read him for? What did I read him about allegedly?
Allegedly that we don't pay debts. That's what you're saying? The same debt that you said that I owe you, he's supposed to owe you too?
No, Tayana, no. Entirely for the ball. Now let me just respond to this. In regards to the ball, yes, I do feel as though.
Okay, Before we go to this, you're not gonna cut me off.
We're gonna
go to this $6,000 thing. Now, again, Neiman Marcus is the one that should be on this phone and not you.
No, it should not be anybody. I'm the one that helped you. Who got the people there who should be on the phone?
Marcus, this is ballroom, baby. This is something extracurricular. I mean,
it is extracurricular. Let's
cut the shit. What about this $2,000 that you're still talking about, Marcus?
No, it's
right.
Come on, first of all, you read my Facebook. You know what I'm talking about. You know you borrowed some money from me, Tayana. So you didn't borrow no money from me last year.
Marcus,
didn't
you
come
told,
to
you just
all
told somebody
let
that
me,
you owe.
Let me finish.
Wait, no. You told somebody I owe you $500. I know my limit.
Tayana, I loaned you $500 last year. And I loaned you $200 this year. I did not loan you $500 last year, Tiana. And then I didn't come to the mall. You put the money in your bank account. You didn't. You said your account got put on hold for months and months. And the next time I spoke to you, I saw you at Morris driving by in a new car.
First of all,
so that didn't happen.
First of all, Marcus, last year I didn't buy a car until June or July.
And Tiana, and that's when I was there. I was there in June. We didn't speak for months.
Marcus, and second of all, I know my limit with them borrowing. I don't borrow no more than $200 from anybody.
Okay, well, all right. Well, yeah, that was this year, but that wasn't the case last year, Tiana. So
Marcus, you have never gave me $500.
Tiana, I did.
And
why would I make that up? Okay, girl.
You're
well,
making it up.
Forget it. Why would I
You're
make that up?
That
why
up?
Would I make anything? So your bank account wasn't frozen last year, none of that?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so
I just
never
gave me
$500.
Okay.
Okay.
Gave me $500. I know my limit with them borrowing anything from anybody. You
okay.
never gave me no $500.
Okay.
You going to stop
if that's
telling
your,
that?
Tiana, you don't, but then Tiana, from a friendship standpoint, if you don't remember, I'll chalk it up
you're
to
not
you not
friend.
Remembering.
You just clearly said
but,
that, bitch. Stop saying
well,
I'm
I was,
your friend.
Hold on. I had to be your friend to loan you $500. We're not friends anymore.
No. No. I'm not your friend.
We're not.
So stop saying from a friendship.
We're not.
Okay,
that's
well,
not.
And then now the next thing, now that we got that correct, the next thing is you're going to stop lying on me.
I lied on you. What did I say?
You just said $500 I owe you. You loaned me. You're
a lie. Hold on. No, that's not a lie. That's the truth. Now, whether you want to admit to it or not, whether you forgot it, whether you have amnesia at that time, but as a former friend, I'll chalk that up.
Okay. We got that. We got
that.
Boy,
you saying you just don't remember.
Okay. Wait. Now we just got that understood. So don't backtitle. Okay. Now we're moving forward now.
That's
what
we're doing. Now, as a former friend, do you really think is what you said that you was gonna take my house's money and go buy a Porsche with it? Do you really think? Now maybe you meant that in a joking manner, Tiana.
Marcus. Now let's all be for real. My sister cannot fit in a Porsche comfortably.
Actually, I lost a lot of weight, sister. However,
I just don't appreciate you saying that, period. Maybe it was a joke. Maybe you thought you were close enough to say that. But at that point, I wasn't your friend. I was coming to you from a standpoint of somebody coming and supporting your event. We
Marcus,
spent money
again,
to get it.
Again, you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure everybody else on this phone understands. It was not under my control. I couldn't control none of that. And then for you to say I'm calling.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Oh, well, I'm here to interrupt your story. I'm so sorry. I got breaking news from Atlanta, Georgia. Stasha and Nicole just fought Japan X Mizrahi at the Monday Night Show in Atlanta. Developments of the story will be coming through.
Oh, whoa, say that again.
Sasha and Nicole just fought Japan X Mizrahi at the Monday Night Show. Developments, the story is still developing. But
okay,
I'm going to
put y'all on hold
Monday
for one
show.
Second while y'all do that.
Who is Japan X Mizrahi?
Okay. Japan that wore face, honey.
The Butch Queen?
You know Japan, yes. Honey, Miss Sasha gonna be on probation again, Miss A.
Well, girl, I seen some other girl say she was gonna beat her at the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, honey, that just came through my inbox, honey. Baby, just came through my inbox, honey. Good Lord, honey. Hold on, we have another caller too. 323-286. You're live on the air.
That's Michi, isn't it?
Michi.
Hey.
Hey, Michi. What's going on?
Let's get my life out.
You get your life, honey.
Michi, yeah, about something for 2 weeks ago. I don't understand. How can you a person hold a grudge from something for 2 weeks ago?
Girl,
God damn it.
How about y'all ain't even talking about the boss?
How about
that's
Michi?
All
girl,
my
okay.
own personal shit.
No. Well, we know you got a lot of
money
on me. My girlfriend Miss Becky just came on and read you down, Michi.
Huh?
Who? My girlfriend, Miss Becky, Miss Thang. She gave the right, where's that queen, that Beijing queen at?
Oh, girl.
Oh, Kelly Tone's on the phone.
Kelly.
Tone's on the phone?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yes.
Well, look, well, since we were discussing, you know, the switching of powers and positions in Atlanta, what's going on in the West Coast in the House of Ms. Rahe?
Ain't nothing going on in the West Coast in the House of Ms. Rahe.
Congratulations, Marlon, Mother Ms. Rahe.
We have Oakland. We have an Oakland father and we have an Oakland mother. They are about, I think they're about 4 or 6 hours away from each other. We have a L.A. father. We have not had a mother. We have not had a mother in L.A.
The L.A. father.
About the past.
LA, Marcus is the L.A. father, right?
Marcus is the L.A. father. We have not had a mother in L.A. since we had Layla, who was the woman that walked woman's face and woman's body. We have not had a mother since her, and that was about 3 or 4 years ago. And Marlon was just made mother this weekend in Vegas. So now we have a mother and father in L.A., and we have a mother and father in Oakland, and Duke is the overall West Coast father of all of them. They all have to answer to Duke.
Oh, okay. You know, clarity is our friend, so we were just trying to get some clarity.
Kelly.
I got some more clarity, bro.
Yes.
Kelly. I'm going to call you right back in 5 minutes to bring you back on. I'll call you right back.
Okay. They gave the very Sasha started reading Japan. Boyfriend in Japan put his hand in her face, said, "Do not do that," and then pop. Then the fight started.
Girl. I had to catch myself because I almost said the wrong name.
Miss Sasha be at the children, Miss Thang, honey. Baby. And y'all wonder why the Fem Queens be getting popped, Miss Thang, and they always ask about which queens ain't supposed to hit Fem Queens. Baby, please. The children always be at it, honey. They be at it, honey. Yes. So, Michi, give us your recap of the ball since you was out there while we wait for Marcus to come back, and I definitely want to speak to Tone. I heard Tone is on the phone, too. So, Michi, give us your recap of the ball.
Okay, well, I'll give the ball a 6. It was definitely a lot of energy there. The venue was nice. The girls kind of really didn't come out and play, but the hottest category was, them 10 contenders. No shade. Them motherfucking babies. It's no motherfucking shade. Anytime a category $500 or more asks for a production and a bitch comes with a CD and no type of it's a goodbye. I don't give a fuck who it is. It's no shade. Not the way them children set up. No shade. They went off. Congratulations, Naida Ebony. She went off. Drea Ebony Work, you went off. Junior, I was surprised. My plus five sister made it through, honey.
Who?
Surprised. Junior.
But you know what? When you ask for, I know, like, the girls, when you ask for production, I don't think it should have really been asking for that. You shouldn't really expect the girls to give you that much of a production with props and all that stuff. When all of these girls are flying,
a production is a show. I mean, come on.
Okay. Well,
when you say you're going to see
I
always felt like a production, you need to at least know your words.
Right, and everybody didn't have props, but they had lyrics if they didn't have props, and they utilized their words. I mean.
Somebody just hit my inbox and they said, "Ask Michi about the runaway category."
They want me to be messy. That's what it is.
Oh, well, that's what they asked.
Mm-hmm.
They said to ask you about the runway category.
So you have a problem with being your normal self?
Who?
You.
Wait.
Let me get my blunt roll. I told you I just woke up.
Okay, the runway category, shout out, congratulations to Pojo Revlon.
for European Runway. Congratulations to Casanova Chanel for All American Runway. And congratulations to Ronnie Auger, legendary Ronnie Auger for Legendary Runway. Now.
Hold on, wait a minute, because I feel like somebody is being shaded at my house. Let me make sure.
I said Casanova Chanel. He was only Chanel that won. And it was him and Fee Walt, but it was some other Chanel that walked the European. But him and Fee were the only other two that walked.
Did Carmen walk female figure?
Oh. My bad. Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Don't do it like that. Don't you do that like that.
I didn't do that like that. Maybe she didn't get me up. I didn't remember her like that. But,
Oh, shit.
This Dawson, I think her name is Nicole, just got to fight with Japan. Oh.
However, I mean, you know, the judges chose their winner. They, you know, they pumped down. You know, legendary Ronnie Auger, you know, I enjoy his runway. One thing that he did that Selvin kept saying, no spins and no tricks, bitch, just walk this motherfucking runway. But the girls were not hearing Selvin, but Rodney was, and he was pumping. Now, when it came down to that cash with him and Casanova, baby, no shot. I mean, it could have went either way, but I just felt that, I mean, my opinion, I would have given mine to Casanova Chanel. Because that, he pumped in the motherfucking name. It's no shame.
They
and I've been seeing it.
Who wrote the time, Michi?
I'm trying to remember which way it went. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at my video clip in my phone. You know, I had to get that clip, you know, the judge and stuff, get all that. So I'll post that up a little later. I got to go through because I don't want to say the wrong person. But I do have the judge panel video voting, you know. I do got that. I'll post that up for you all later. Now, for best dress. Best dress. I just want the girls to know that because you look good and you want to get up and walk a fashion category,
oh,
remember
Michi,
what season wear.
Michi, they said to tell you to cut the shit and fit down the bag. Sign the nephew.
Oh.
Who said that? Okay, hold on. Okay. Tell the nephew to put the bag down. He has it in his hand now. I'm home. I'm not in Vegas. So. Anywho. But I had a lot of fun in Vegas. I really, really did have a lot of fun in Vegas. Vegas got me up from the time I got there to the time I took me to get forever home. LAA had an earthquake, which delayed everything. The power went off. They had like a little, it wouldn't really go off. It was like a little flash off throughout the whole airport. Just went off real quick, and I thought we was about to be under some type of terrorist attack. And I was like, oh, it's too much for this. You know, I didn't want my last days to be coming from Vegas Sin City weekend. Lord. I really did. But... But I really did. I don't want to taste no more alcohol for probably about another 3 weeks. But shout out to the mother freaking House of Ebony and Khan that collides and got VIP booth and bottle services each. Ben, you know, Shane and Vito Milan. Come through, y'all. Y'all had me drunk. No shot. Wasted. Bottles.
I know that's right, honey.
But I mean,
so,
some people. Yes.
So, Tayana, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
So where's Tone at?
I ain't saying he just say he's gonna. Oh, this him calling me now. Hold on.
Yes, how do you speak to Tone, honey?
Okay, he right here.
Tone.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Tone.
What's up?
How y'all doing?
So I seen a post up earlier. You know, I was sitting here. You know, I'm not friends with the other person, but I was sitting here and Amaya was on Facebook, honey, and I seen a post that was put up, and the girls are looking for somebody that was doing everything that you was doing. So you're being replaced for next year in award for what's the team?
I don't really think it's. I think we've just outgrown each other. We have different creative opinions, and we're deciding to part our ways. And you know, we bow out gracefully amongst each other. That was a mutual agreement made by us.
And remember, Kelly, it wasn't 3 dreams; it was 4 dreams.
Well, you know, I was gonna be real messy because y'all know I like to be messy, but I'm not gonna do that because you know that lady doesn't speak to me because you know of the situation that happened with her a year ago, so you know, and like I told everybody, you know, it was business, you know, it was nothing personal. That was my sister at one point in time, you know, and when the girls hit me up 3 or 4 times, you know, and give the grade of, you know, I'm not posting up things because it's my girlfriend, you know, and they're going to screenshot my messages. I had no other choice but to post it up. So I'm not going to be messy with the tea that I did here, Miss Thing, because, you know, our relationship is already tarnished.
Well, girl, send it
to me. I'm
going
to keep it. Uh-huh.
Not send it to me.
No, you know, I'm gonna keep it really cute, and I'm not gonna be messy. But you know, I did hear, you know, some other things. So, but Tone gave what he gave. So, I guess they outgrow each other. A lot of people do outgrow each other with situations and have to move their own separate ways and stuff. And you know, okay, now I blocked. Okay. Alexis?
Yeah.
Hello. Alexis, you need to, it's time. Alexis, Rodney, it's time, it's really time to clean house, to say.
What happened?
Baby, because, girl, go to the official ballroom radio station.
Hold on. Okay, what I'm looking for?
Something that was in the back cave is out.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna say this.
Huh?
It's no shade because me and everybody knows our relationship. She gave me what the fuck I needed at this in Vegas.
Who?
I don't know if you saw her clip, but she kind of reminded me of the person that I met back in 2005 when she hit that floor. But Well, ain't nothing I can say because it's the exact same thing. I think I have an idea.
What is it? I can't see.
And I know that it came from there because that was exclusive out of one of my kids' phone this weekend.
Well, I'm looking for the original, and I believe it is because it's the same exact. Yeah, it's the exact thing.
I ain't gonna do it. You
ain't gonna do it.
I'm doing it for
actually,
the mom.
Actually, what she got
us on? Oh. I just can't with the girl. I don't mind asking. Baby. But I do wanna shout out to the House of Ebony for definitely turning it out this weekend. And then I also wanna shout out to all the girls that went out to Vegas this weekend to say
and gagged mistake because they didn't have the $200 incidental for the room.
Who?
What?
Ooh.
I'm not gonna pick the girl. I'm not gonna pick the girls' names out there, Miss Thing. But a lot of the girls went to Vegas this weekend, Miss Thing, and only had $75 to $100, $125 in their pockets. Joe didn't pay for incidentals this year for the girls' hotel rooms, Miss Thing, because the girls charged over $12,000 for his incidentals last year. So the girls was in the lobby of the hotel gagging, Miss Thing, honey, that you know. That they didn't have the $200 incidental, and then it was four girls to a room and all types of shit, honey. Hello.
Well, girl,
okay.
Who rules it?
Yes.
Hold on, right
if
now.
If my phone cut off, I'm about to get on the elevator to go get your care.
Okay.
If I hang up, call me right back.
I'll call you right back. Yes, honey. The girls didn't have the coins, honey.
Well, who did Joe pay for last year? We can figure this list down real fast.
Well,
All the rooms last year that Joe had underneath his name, the incidental was charged to his hotel room last year.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and the girls broke the marble zinc top.
Well,
and having parties.
That was in one room, and I remember who was in that room. Well, a couple of people that was in that room.
Well, honey, you know, thanks to unapologetic Marcus, you know, a lot of girls was able to check into their room this weekend that didn't have the coin, you know, to pick that.
Ooh. Say what?
Hello.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead and clear it up, Marcus.
No. It's just how you went to the front desk. So the front desk, when you went to the front desk and spoke to them with some sense, and they thought you had some class. They basically waived the deposit. It was, you know, wasn't no magic or nothing. Wasn't no magic wands or nothing being thrown.
Light
Vegas
up.
Is not the place to do that. There's too many cameras.
Hello.
I just. Yeah. Oh, pass me a lighter right there, Looney. I just don't understand how the girls fly all the way. I don't understand how the girls fly cross country, mistake, with $75 and $100 in their pocket, mistake, honey.
Well, Kelly, you can't. But you know, the hard part is you can't say that because, you know, maybe they didn't. When I thought the trip was all expenses paid too, no shade. So when all expenses paid, I mean, I wouldn't have went broke, but I would have thought my meals were being covered too. But I mean, I guess that's just that's kind of like a fantasy type thing too. Because, I mean, I guess if you go on American Idol or something like that and you get booked to Vegas, I wonder, do they actually, like, what do they take care of and what they don't? Anybody made it that far before?
Oh, they pay for everything when you go on American Idol.
I'm not sure.
I mean, not when you top 10. I'm talking about when you go out there, when when they give you the ticket, like, okay, you're going to ticket to Vegas. And a million, you know, like, it's 400 people. They paying for everybody's food and hotel and stuff?
Baby, honey, they would have to be paying for mine, bitch, because I ain't going for free. Just said American Idol pays for food in your hotel room.
Yeah, they get a per
deal. Your food in your hotel, what about your flight?
I think they do pay for your flight and everything.
Yeah.
All of that is taken care of.
Oh, okay. Michi, y'all went to more events than me, but do y'all feel like the attendance was down this year?
As far as what, the parties?
Party, everything, like jacked, everything.
No,
did you go last year, Michi?
Hold on, wait. Did you hear what Marcus said? She said her attendance was down on Jack also. Y'all got to pay attention.
I clocked her. I can't answer about Jack. However, honey.
I heard you had the Riviera popping.
Baby, I moved mine.
Mind your business, Marcus.
I moved my Jack to Vegas, and I see you on Jack Meacham.
No, I wasn't on Jack, sweetie.
You was on Grindr.
So you was on Grindr.
Mm-hmm. Grindr was up in Vegas, honey. You be in the club, honey.
Yeah, my brother's a Grindr type of chick.
Yes,
I like
Lord.
Keep it here.
What?
But I mean, the party's no shade. The parties was packed booth. It's no shade. Them parties was everything. That black party was everything.
That was last
venue,
night, right?
Yes, the venue was absolutely over.
Yeah, you could tell he stepped up
God.
His game this year with the party. Because even the pool party was at the Palms Villas,
yeah.
where the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, she owns that, you know, that villa. So that was fab.
Yeah, I didn't see why we had Marlo. I didn't get that, but okay.
UAT Marlo?
Oh, shouts out
Marlo
to Marlo
was a no-go.
Why? Y'all didn't like Marlo? She didn't even look the same to me.
What happened with Marlo?
I'm not shaving.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just wouldn't have had to headline her.
Oh.
You know, if she was there, I would probably be like, oh, Marlo from Atlanta Housewives, Nene's ex-girlfriend or something like that, you know. I wouldn't have headlined her, though. I mean, she ain't
oh
getting
God,
on a
I
show
mean?
Like that. Now, give me Nene.
Girl, fuck him.
Nene is expensive.
I'm tired of her.
Well, shit, give up, Miss, what's her name?
Who? Not, please not Madam Twirl.
Miss Phaedra.
Oh, God.
Who, Mother
Phaedra
Gone with the Wind Fabulous?
Phaedra's going through a lot of legal issues right now,
honey. She could use
well,
a booking.
Well, this would have helped her out.
She could use a booking.
Yeah, this would help her.
Can she leave the country?
Phaedra need to worry.
I mean,
Phaedra
can she leave the state?
She need to worry about getting her lawyer together, honey, because they're about to take her ass.
I can't wait till this reunion show. Oh, my God.
It was shade. I couldn't watch it last night. I'm on the plane trying to watch it. As soon as it come on, that's when we started landing. It was a serve.
Bishop, you live on the air.
Oh, God. Man, I'm going to just say it like this. That show was so many things last night. So many things.
In the words of Peter, okay. No shade.
Peter said no shade.
Peter's a fucking... Peter's trying to secure Cynthia's place on the show for next season. I'm sorry.
Well, I think he has.
Well, I know for sure that reunion show gonna be.
Kelly, put the services down, girl. Y'all are bullshitting tonight. The girl is playing with the teams.
I don't understand why Stasha keep fighting at the clubs. She been doing that shit for years.
You know how to be a chef.
You know her like that,
like
Bishop.
We used to travel.
Hold on. Break. It says Stasha Sanchez just got slapped. Just got bitch slapped at the Monday night show. Oh well.
Listen, that always happens. Y'all late, man. This is at the Chaparral, right?
No, this ain't at the Chaparral. It's at the Jungle.
The Jungle. Okay, they had I think Monday nights is at the Jungle's, ain't it Stars or something? Well, that's at the Chaparral on Sunday. But you was about to say I used to travel with her. They used to have me, as a matter of fact, always to Orlando. It would be me, her, Ridiculous, and Devious. But yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what's going on with Sasha right now. I mean, just don't know. I think I agree with somebody in the room. I agree with somebody in the room. They said
Sasha tried Japan, honey, tried his boyfriend, and he bitch smacked her.
She got into it with somebody else last night.
Miss Tasha needs to stop her shit.
She need to put the bag down, no shade.
Oh. Well, Lord.
That's just keeping around.
Oh, my gosh. I can agree with one of the icons in the room. I think Stasha's probably still mad about, she's probably still stressing about Miss Continental 2013. I mean, that really hurt.
11, 10,
Miss Stasha needs to worry about this motherfucking bulldozer mistake from the House of Revlon that's going to get her.
Which one?
I ain't saying no names, Miss Thing, but they said it's a bulldozer coming her way. Or they said it's a wrecking ball coming her way.
Well, that must be Miss Maya.
Baby.
Well, Lord.
Well, I don't know.
Well, Lord.
I don't know if it's a lie.
So, Michi, why was y'all doing all that reading about the judges panel?
Kelly, what are you trying to say, honey?
You said what?
Why was y'all doing all that reading about the judges panel?
Who was reading the panel?
Kelly Ming said,
I
do it for the vine.
Oh, girl.
I ain't going to
do it for the vine.
hold on.
Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, Michi.
I don't know who was reading the panel. Wasn't me.
I mean, everybody seemed as though they were complaining. I thought I woke up and I saw that this morning.
Mm-mm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the panel.
I don't fill me in. I just... Oh, you playing?
I ain't got that far.
Oh, okay.
No, I ain't got that far. I'm just waking up.
What time did you get back? How long was you delayed?
Child, for 2 hours. Please don't get me started. Two and a half hours.
You left after me.
Clearly.
We left right on time. Let's see who's got here early.
Whatever.
Oh, Michi. You know, Miss Becky came on here and she was giving it to y'all Tuesday night, Cass.
Thank you. Tell Becky I said thank you. Shit. I don't entertain people who are non-factors and irrelevant at the same time. That's really just not going to be entertained.
What happened?
Well, I took the blame for y'all. I took the read.
Yeah, but
I took the read for y'all.
See, y'all better deal with it.
And I'm Wednesday night.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I thought you was Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, we got another caller. 305-519, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Is Alexis on the phone?
Yes,
God.
Sweetie, I'm here.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
Girl. I was looking for you in Vegas.
No, I had to work.
I got some of Samaya's moans for you.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Yeah, I got a bunch of them for you, girl.
Thank you.
I got a lot, and I put them all in one needle.
Oh, shit.
And you're going to take these moans, motherfucker.
Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Bye, ho.
Bye.
I can't. Thank you, Orla. I can't with these motherfucking callers.
Yeah, I know who sent it to you. I know exactly who sent it to you.
Baby, y'all girls is too many eggs, honey. I just can't.
So, Kelly, you said you're going to be in Baltimore. Are you coming to D.C. also?
Kelly, that's what the Chicago stuck list is.
No, I'm not on the Chicago stuck list, baby. I'm just in, I never actually, when I come to Chicago, I usually just come for Tayana or Toya's ball, and then I usually just leave back out. So,
I just came out here and I'm just chilling with my children. I'll be back. I'll be back in New York. I'll be back in Baltimore for the People's Choice Awards Bowl, honey. You know, I'm just chilling out here with my children and with my sister. You know, I never actually really experienced Chicago. It's always I never experience any place that I go to for a ball. It's usually an in and out thing. It's never a stuffed tea, bitch. Girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm never
thought,
honey. Never stuffed, bitch, honey. Baby, I would never be stuffed, honey, when I got my fab sister, the icon of Royal Jasmine Couture. Honey, I would never be stuffed, honey. I would just call my sister and I'd be like, sister, I got an issue. But never stuffed.
Okay, girl. I guess you know.
I'm just enjoying the windy city. This thing, it seems like it's been snowing for the last 7 days.
I'm sure it has.
You see D.C. right now.
I'm sure it has snowed for the past 7 days.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going from the 80-degree weather.
That Midwest mother snow is a mess, honey. She's a mess.
Baby, I've been here for 8 days. Miss Thing, it seemed like it's been snowing for 7.
You know what the hit is? The hit is today was the first day of spring.
Bishop, stop. The first day of spring is not until Thursday on the 20th, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I'm
know,
sorry.
I got to give a shout out to my husband, Father Juju Revlon. He's being so down. Girls, please go to Boardroom Throwback YouTube page and look at Juju singing on YouTube, honey. You know, actually somebody, you know, in Boardroom that definitely has talent besides all those other fool girls that be singing.
So, Kelly, why would you...
Kelly, you coming for me?
She got it
for your birthday.
I didn't come for you, Bishop. But what were you saying, Alexis?
She was peeing, standing up.
No, girl, you know, bitch, you know my knees, I don't fail about 2 or 3 times at a ball, honey. You know I'm old, bitch. You know these knees ain't good. You know in my house, you know, I got that pole, bitch, you know. So when I sit down, it's like I use that pole to pull myself up. Amaya ain't got no pole, mistake. So it's very like when you go to the Greyhound or to a public restroom, mistake. You just squat over the toilet, mistake, and that's what it was given, mistake, girl. Cause, bitch, I ain't gonna sit there. I'll sit on the toilet, bitch, unless I got shit, mistake, girl. Then these knees pop, bitch. But when I pee, I just go squat over it because I need that pole to pull myself back up. I ain't gonna lie, bitch.
Oh,
a bitch
judge,
is fat.
She's avoiding the question.
A bitch is fat.
So,
you know, a bitch is fat,
Kelly,
a bitch
ain't
good,
this
say, so I squat.
They say Kelly was peeing standing up at the club in Chicago. Child, Kelly is lying. She was high as fuck and peed standing up.
Oh, bitch, I didn't even go to the bathroom at the club when we was at the club.
Oh, Kelly,
bitch,
what did you say?
Bitch.
You said you didn't go to the bathroom in the club or you didn't go to the club?
No. I didn't go to the bathroom at the club, Miss Thing.
Okay. I was about to say, girl, that's true, girl. You did go to the club.
I went to the club, but I didn't go to the bathroom, bitch. I did my shit, bitch. Girl, right there, bitch. I'm grown.
Stand right there. Let me do my shit.
No, Miss Thing, girl. Child, these girls in this chat room, Miss Thing, is too many things, honey. But I want to give a big shout out to everybody in Chicago. I enjoyed my time in Chicago, honey. But it's time for me to go home, baby, honey. A bitch gotta go home and recuperate, honey, and get herself back together, honey. Okay. Hold on, we got a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly. Why you wasn't What's in Vegas?
On? Why I wasn't in Vegas?
Yeah.
I didn't go to Vegas this year. I paid Vegas this year. It wasn't in my finances to go to Vegas this year. But then I heard that I wasn't allowed in Vegas this year also.
Why?
Oh, well, I don't know, honey. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. So, but I don't know. I don't know how true it is, baby, but that's what I
Why
heard.
Why was it Laomi?
And then I...
Well, was they mad about the comments you made on the video?
Well,
is that what they mad about?
Laomi wasn't in Vegas because Laomi has she has a new management and PR team that works with her, and they said it wasn't conducive for Laomi to be in Vegas.
Why wasn't Janice there?
Is she even still around?
She wasn't allowed in Vegas.
Can I ask you a question?
I don't know.
Prostitution is legal.
I don't know if they let animals run free in Vegas. I think all the animals in Vegas is part of a show.
All right, so basically you didn't go because they wasn't going to pay you the time? Same thing with Barroom Throwback?
Oh, no, because any place that I go, I get myself there on my own accord and my own dime. It wasn't for me to go to Vegas. It's like it's a ball every weekend in March. It's a ball every weekend in April. And then, you know, it's like, you know, I have to pick and choose where I'm going to be at.
Well, child, I was there. You didn't miss nothing. Trust me.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But Vegas is not even about going to the parties or going to the ball and everything. Vegas is an experience of its own just to go to Vegas, period.
Right.
Right, there's no shade. I didn't do nothing from the party. But
I
went ahead to daiquiris and I gambled and went to shows and went to great buffets and, you know, that's what it's about. And honestly, like, no shade, it's cute that they have a ball, but they got to find a better timing to put it because at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, people just still waking up. Michi was just getting up at 3 o'clock.
And that's why I'm here in Chicago because I always go places and I'm only going places just for the ball and then I leave and I go back home. So, you know, I'm going to start extending my trips and experiencing the city and, you know, and hanging out with my children because it's always about a ball. It's not just, you know, just going out and just having fun.
If they could get a late night, Friday night place, they should have the ball in Vegas on a Friday night. Because Friday night, everybody's kind of a little more, even if they're tired, they're like, oh, I got to go out. I just got here. You know, I want to have a good time. But by Saturday and Sunday, the time difference getting to you, you know, you definitely drunk out of your mind. Shout out to
Econ.
She definitely enjoyed the cocktails.
I can't wait to get to Oakland and be in Oakland for a week and take over motherfucking Oakland on Miss Michi's time.
Girl, that's what you will never motherfucking do. You will come like everyone
Baby,
else and have a seat in the visitor section and follow the motherfucking directions given to you.
I'm coming to Oakland, okay?
When you get ready to go to Oakland?
Let me direct you to that. You're not going to direct Oakland. Huh?
Listen, sis, when you get ready to go to Oakland, we can go together because we can take that bitch by storm.
We're gonna take Oakland over, bitch. You
better bring your snowsuit and your motherfucking snow sled, honey.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something about a bitch named Alexis.
You had your snowsuit on in North Carolina, bitch. Snow boots, goggles. Good. She was fully fitted and ready to go for a little snow ride.
She is TTG, bitch, when it comes to me. Yeah. Is that Bam in the background talking shit?
No, meet you back home.
No, I was just wondering.
Shout out to Lil Meech Ebony, grand prize for the twist. Work.
The girl is giving a number.
Well, no shade. We have to give them a shout out for actually finishing the ball and giving out all the money. Because everybody's like, oh, they go turn the girls like they did last year. No, they didn't do that. They gave out their money.
Well, I don't think that was an issue last year. last year wasn't more so the girls were late to the ball.
Right.
And it was a
girls
strict
always,
time on
girls
the
always, girls is always late to a ball.
But for him, money didn't motivate him. You know, he paid it.
They late to every ball except for an eight ball.
I was told that it was hard for them to find drugs this weekend. So y'all should have brought some.
What?
Oh, I can't fully supply with my trees.
And
of course, you know.
Y'all want me to come out
there? We got there, made a few calls, and the rest was Vegas.
Alexis, they said we could have cut the 20 in half and sold it for 20.
No, ma'am. Uh-uh. I need the full effect.
Baby,
no, that's the going rate
you.
In Vegas, they said.
What? So you said they give you half the drugs for more money?
Yes.
I can't wait. I can't wait to have my house warming. The way I'm a cat,
that's what you're going to have at your house warming?
Huh?
That's what you're going to have at the house warming,
you said?
Hold
on, we have a caller.
The house of cocktails?
Hold on, y'all, we have a caller. 678-993, you're live on the air.
I just want to say, y'all all sound so late on here talking about drugs or snow.
Wait a minute.
And who didn't buy one?
That is the Gulf Coast mother snow. The Gulf Coast mother snow.
Is this the thing that did 2 8 balls in a weekend in Milan had to play for us?
This is a bitch that walk around with 2 8 balls in her purse since they covered up here talking shit.
Sweetheart.
Okay.
That bitch got
the same amount of Mac and she got motherfucking 8 balls, Miss Day girl, and she up here talking.
Sweetheart, that was my former life. I have been changed by the Redeemer, hallelujah, honey, who has blessed me with the clean and sober, okay? So all y'all girls need to fall in line. But, well, girl, that was why, because I went to Houston, honey, the other day.
You was just in Houston, sis.
Yes, I was there, honey, and the kids tricked me up in the club, honey, but that's a whole nother story. I had a question for Mother Kelly, Ms. Ryan. That's what I want for tonight. Now, Mother, I see on your timeline the other day, you made a comment about, you know, the girl said you wasn't invited to their party or to Vegas, but you had no plans on going nowhere. So I wanted to know who kicked you out of the Sin City affair, girl. That's what I called to know about.
Oh, well, that's what had came back to me that Ballroom Throwbacks was not invited to Vegas, and if they was in Vegas, if they got into any events, you know, that their money would have been refunded, bitch. And then later on that night, it came to me that I was also a part of that list also. And so I was like, oh, really? But I wasn't coming to Vegas anyway. But if I did have come to Vegas, oh, trust and believe, I would have been in those events.
Well, girl, who was behind this list, this ban list? Who did that?
I don't know. I'm not gonna say any names. I'm not gonna say any names or anything. You know, put anybody out there or read or any of that nature, because I had a discussion with someone today and it was a whole different type of, you know, tea and things. So, you know, I'm just gonna leave it as it is. I made my statement on my Facebook page and that was it. But, you know, I'm never beat or bothered about anything, bitch, honey. Because if I did go to Vegas and I wasn't allowed in the events, bitch, I would have just went and I would have did other things, bitch. I'm not a typical side act that needs to be around the girls.
I mean, that was just so sad. I really wish I was going to go to Vegas, but I was like, honey, just, oh, well, I paid it at the last minute. She didn't use her buddy pass. But anyway, you know, I really wasn't that pressed to go because I noticed a lot of the the year before that I went, a lot of the, you know, employees that I love to see, they wasn't going to be there this year, you know, with no Josh, you know, I mean, and, you know, I really like, you know, going to see the kids. So
Tiffany,
be very. You got a Southwest buddy pass, right?
I sure do. Southwest from AirTrain.
Well, be very careful, honey, because them expiration dates, they will gag you.
No, I bought this from a legitimate person that really was.
I understand that. It's got an expiration date on it.
Oh, he's
yeah, it expires December 2014.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, you know,
you
somebody that you know
okay.
had a no,
cut.
Somebody you do had a problem
gags
with it.
The people too. Let's not keep going on your gags, okay?
I guess he didn't. I guess it wasn't that serious. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. I could be put back on hold. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take Tiffany private. I got something to tell her.
Private caller, hold on. I'm gonna take y'all both private. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm calling for Kelly Mizrahi again. Hello?
Yeah, you're live with Kelly. What's up, baby?
Hi, Kelly. I just want to let you know that I enjoy your show, and I listen to you all the time, but you never answer who is your top five senior citizens Vogue performance.
Because I don't have any top five because I haven't seen any Girls Vogue in a minute.
Does Rodney do Senior Citizens Vogue?
I don't think so.
Do you do Big Girl Senior Citizens Vogue performance, Legendary?
Ain't nothing senior citizen about me, baby.
Can you please give at least two top senior citizen Voguers for the girls? We want to know who does fabulous senior citizen Vogue, Kelly.
Won't you give me your top senior citizen Vogue?
Little Kevin from Philly, she's senior citizen's legendary future icon senior citizen. And then Rodney Prodigy, old way, old man, senior citizen, icon performance, senior, legendary.
Oh, okay. Well.
Can you answer a question? Why'd you put all that nasty stuff on your Facebook, Kelly, about needing dates? And you need someone in your life that could hold you down. I can hold you down, Kelly.
I didn't put anything nasty on my
Facebook
on my Facebook about needing dates or anything. Honey, I put up a status and it is what it is.
Are you into senior citizens legendary Conalingus Vogues?
No, I'm not.
Why not, Kelly?
Because I'm just not.
Well, thank you for entertaining the senior citizens tonight.
You're welcome, love.
Hold on, I'm back, Kelly. I'm back.
Baby, these girls are kiki, honey. Honey, the girls are kiki. I can't with them. Honey, it's a lot. He's calling for the FDFTT. Okay. She's gone. Hello? Marcus, you're back.
I'm back.
Baby.
Was you listening to our conversation?
No, I wasn't. I was talking to this queen. I was talking to your queen about citizen vote. Honey. The girls is a mess, honey. It's many things, honey. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I have to pay some bills, so hold on. Hold on real quick.
Legendary Trish Ray Blahnik and legendary Monique Khan present the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, March 22nd. Grand prize. Open to all runway, Masterpiece Theater for 1,000. Mini grants include open to all legendary performance, Operation Black Ops for 500. Open to all performance, Queen of the Jungle for 500. Open to All Faith, Timeless Beauty for 250. Femme Queen Realness, Transformation for 250. Trans Man vs. Butch Queen Realness, Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy vs. Thugs, Lust Over the Lady for $200. Again, that's the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, March 22nd. Your location, the Paradox Nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland. Doors open at midnight. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. For more information, contact Legendary Trebre Veronix or Legendary Monique Khan on Facebook or visit the event page dated March 22nd, the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag or Vogue Femme. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
Yes, we're back from our commercial break spot sponsors. What's going on, everybody? Hello.
Yeah.
Why you kicking it like that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was reading something.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on?
I'm trying to find my life.
Okay. I just got in the airport. I had to go through security and everything. I just found, got to the gate.
That's right.
Out of the free check.
People that smoke all the time can never find their lighter.
I got like 7 of them.
But then that's what I don't understand.
So, Kelly, who's that caller that called in that I rejected from being a prodigy? I heard her. I couldn't say nothing.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, that was a private caller. Hold on. She's still on the phone line, honey. Hold on. Let me go back to her.
Hi, I was calling in. Senior Citizens Vogue Night.
Uh-huh. And what is your name? Which performance do you do? Because obviously you've lost to both of us or something of that nature. Which category did you walk? Vogue Femme or Owe?
What category do I walk?
Are you
I
just
walk
a spectator?
New Way. Legendary. Citizens. From back in the day.
For you, sort of,
just like you,
citizen, so you're giving your honest opinion. Giving your honest opinion.
I'm sorry.
You said you walk
old way senior citizen? I mean, new way senior citizen?
Yes, I do. I'm in your category, but for the new way girls. Senior citizens, folks, legendary for senior citizens performance.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not my category. I'm not legendary for performance, so that's not me.
Aren't you old man, legendary senior citizen, old way?
No, ma'am. That would not be me. I apologize. That's not me.
Do you give classes on how to do senior citizens performance?
I do not.
Why not? You do a good job.
No, I teach other things, teach about life, not that performance. Some people can't teach it. I'm not a teacher when it comes to performance. I'm still learning myself.
Do you teach senior citizens performance Vogue Femme?
No, I don't walk because I can't teach something I don't know.
Are you going to transition to Butch Realness, trans man, senior citizens, legendary?
Oh my God. Okay. Thanks for calling, Kelly. Hold, please.
Thank you.
Good.
He's good.
Senior citizen legend.
I can't with the. It's just too much. Honey. Bitch.
All right, airport. It's a lot of red eye flights tonight.
Yes, baby. The girls are getting up out of Vegas, honey. Baby, they had that big earthquake, honey. They had the earthquake in L.A., honey. Baby. Well, honey. So what's next for everybody? Who's going to Baltimore this weekend? And it was cricket. Nobody's going to Baltimore this weekend?
You say everybody must speak at once.
Yeah,
I'll be there. I'll be there to support Jabray and Monique.
Yes, God.
Yeah. And I'm not coming out till Larry at Mario's ball.
Yeah, how are you? Who and who?
Larry Ball and Olivia. Ain't that Larry Mario?
Larry Malcolm.
Malcolm.
We was like,
I'm
like, lonely. I'm like, was it balls in Texas before?
Yeah. No, my bad.
Every time I see this fucking number on the switchboard, it reminds me of motherfucking Tony Malone. Every time I see this fucking phone number on the switchboard.
Mm.
Every time I see this 212-470, remind me of Tony Malone. There's a lot of private callers tonight, Miss Beck. I'm gagging it. They ain't pressing one or anything, bitch. What's the piece?
They said they just listened. So, Michi.
Yeah.
I was listening to you give your take on the showgirls battles,
yeah.
Not the battles itself, but the productions and things of that nature. Okay.
Right.
I gave, yes.
Never mind. Go ahead. I'm going to see if you're about to try to push that button. I think you're about to try to push it. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to, I made my observation. I was there watching. Like, people always tell me, the caller hit Kelly inbox and said, I'm always at the ball, but I never see shit. So, your take on because it was a solo production, so I do understand that being a solo production takes a little more and a little bit more bang. But like I said at the ball, I said it loud enough so everybody can hear me. If you got a free trip and you got a free hotel, that means you should have enough energy, time, and money to put an effort into your look and to the thought process into making it into something that we can really go up about.
Well, since you brought it up, Rodney, I asked the question in the group. I was like, well, what was it calling for? Because the Khan child, Dark Child is his name, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
He had on a cat suit, but it had, like, some lights and stuff in it. I was like, okay, you know, that's kind of different. You don't see too many girls putting any effect into a cat suit, per se, when, you know, when they're performing.
He didn't have on a cat suit.
Right, he didn't have on a cat suit. It was just some tights with no shirt
tight.
With the lights.
It was like
It was you know, given provocative performance for him, you know, with boots and something. It was okay.
So then the next clip, the girl who won $1,000, she hits the floor, and I'm like, well, girl, I thought he had on a cat suit, so I'm like, well, maybe it was calling for a creative, you know, something. I said, but. So this thing got holes and stuff in it, like.
It was not.
What, meet you what?
Brista, listen.
Girl, there ain't no Brista, girl. No, first of all, it went. If you listen to her production, you would understand the whole concept of her look.
Okay.
So you need to go back and listen to the words of the production.
Hold on. Before you get upset. I'm asking a question.
Giving you an answer, girl.
And you get all hostile and shit, girl.
I'm not getting hostile, girl. What are you doing? Calm down. Keep going. That shit. I'm just saying. But whatever. It don't matter. It was $1,000 plus with the left of the door.
Yeah, I mean, she vogued down. No shade.
And the category was performance, not outfit. Thanks.
Here we go. Let somebody else don't have their shit together.
Right.
No, if it's called out. Hold on.
Hold on. We got a caller. 646-481. You're live on the air.
Hey, I'm talking about the ball and about the performance.
In Vegas. Yes, sir.
Sorry, I sound like this, but I just woke up. Let me first say, Vegas was fab. Like, the whole trip, the whole thing, everything was beautiful. Like, it's an experience that you just have to go. And if I feel sorry for the people that wasn't there, because it was just awesome from the time you land to the off. It was a beautiful thing, like, the way Jack put together and everything, how they ran and all the money that they put into it. It was so worth it. Like, and I can't wait till next year, and when the sex sirens come out next year, it's going to be hot. But about the performers and everything, none of them were really, like, you know, experienced, like, hardcore voguers. They were people that were coming out to Vegas to make a name for themselves, and they were selected to win, and they won, so they can come out to perform that way. No one said it was going to be 100% perfect, or they would come out with this flawless production and just wow everybody. They were coming out to make a name for themselves, come out to perform. And I spent the whole weekend with all of them, taping them and interviewing them, and they were very nervous, and they were excited to be out there. So I think all of them did a really good job in bringing exactly what needed to be seen. Like, no, it wasn't going to be this ultimate best thing, but they really worked hard for it, and speaking to all of them, they were really excited about it. So I just think they all did good. And the person who won, that was selected to win, they all were winners because they're all going on a trip overseas. Nobody else is getting that right now. So it doesn't matter. Even though the person who that was selected to win, congratulations to her, they all are really winners and they're all are really good. So,
they're all going to Monaco. Well, thank you, Kai, for that. That was very nice of you.
Don't be saying my name, Roddy.
I thought that was fine. And they're all going to Monaco. What?
Well, the girl's got to have passports to go to Monaco. But Jack told him that.
Girl.
He told everybody, he said, make sure all of you got to get your passports because you're going to Monaco. So he did give him enough time. To start preparing to get passport.
Well, I hope everybody, you know, y'all just want to get the girls full disclosure. If you're leaving here and you know you have a warrant, you may not want to leave.
Well, I think
I don't know.
I think they've learned that from other people in the past.
Well, they may not know that.
Oh, okay.
And they find everything. If you have anything coming back in the country, they will figure it out.
And then everybody didn't.
Congratulations, Monaco. That's gonna be nice.
Yeah, but no. Is Kai's on the line? He's still here.
Hold on. He's there.
Kai, they want to know when the clip's going up.
No, I don't care. I don't care about the clips. I was there. As far as them having flawless productions, we know that was a younger generation. So we already know everything is pretty much watered down as far as effects and productions and things like that.
Oh,
we just wanted to be entertained. And you know, for the most part, a few of us entertain us with their talent on the floor. And Junior, to be honest, I'm gonna talk about Junior. He's one of the veterans that walked. I think his concept of how everything was supposed to go was hot and was on point, but due to technical difficulties, it didn't pan out well.
If they had more help, if each performer had more help and more support from their house members, then maybe they would have.
How do you not know they didn't?
Because you can tell who had, you know, a lot of people helping them up on the stage, who had a lot of people doing all this, and I was backstage with all of them and did not see a lot of house members for every single contestant. So if more people had came out with them like they would for the girlfriend or they would for the names that they live for, then maybe it would have been not so, as you said, watered down. But for the fact that
an expensive trip to take.
They would have made it.
I mean, it's no shade. I can tell you now, I spent over $1,000 to get there. So to help, to spend $3,000 or $4,000 to help somebody win $1,000, it's kind of like,
it's not about money. Like, why does come out into Enjoy Bar, come out to do, why does it have to be money involved? That's the problem now.
Well, it doesn't be. It doesn't have to be. But people, you were saying that some people felt as though they didn't have all the support that they needed. You know, this is not like, it's,
no,
you know,
no, no,
it's,
no, the contestants,
West
the
Coast
contestants
is one of those expensive cities. That's just a hard place to get.
The contestants didn't feel that way. I felt that way.
What? They didn't pay for
anything.
You can't feel that way when you didn't pay for anything. It's a difference if people pay.
Right.
If you're paying for money to get out
here.
You
don't know.
If you're making your comments, I'm going to make mine. You didn't pay for nothing to get out there. So for people that's going to support their house members, it was a rack of Ebony's out there. I think it was four Ebony's that performed. It was at least enough Ebony's to support them. So they had support. It was one Balenciaga. I saw at least 10 Balenciagas. So the people who had support, they might not ask for help or ask for the help for the person. She can't say there was no support when the house members for the people that were walking were definitely in the building besides one person who was the icon girl.
And actually, Tim was there.
Yeah, you're right. Tim was there. He definitely was. So that was there, and you can't just say, okay, I'm going to plan a trip. I'm walking to Vegas, so I need y'all to come out here when it costs $1,000 or so to come to Vegas. You can't just expect the people to just do that. Money does play a factor. You just can afford to get up $1,000 just to go to a ball.
I don't know how much it costs to go to that.
Exactly. My point exactly. You don't know because you didn't pay.
You need a few receipts, Kai? I can send you some.
I don't know why you kept moving from hotel to hotel, Marcus. So you know.
Hold on, what you mean? I moved from hotel to hotel?
Oh no! Every time
Kai,
you text me,
what do you mean? You sent me a Facebook. Hold on, Kai. You asked me on Facebook, where was I? I told you originally I was going to stay at the Mirage. I'm a Caesars player, so I decided to stay where it was free. But I didn't move. I never checked into the Mirage.
Okay.
I mean, I'm home. I mean, if you have any problem,
I saw Econ. I hung out. I just didn't go to the. I went to the hospitality suite. You didn't show up. I didn't come
because
to the ball.
Because they had no chicken, and I was going to sleep.
Weren't you supposed to be taping and filming?
Not nobody eating.
The way my jack was set up in Vegas.
You wouldn't know where nobody. All right, you wouldn't know where nobody was.
Marcus, the way my jack was set up in Vegas.
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm not talking to you.
No, Kelly, he didn't hit me up on Jack. He hit me up on Facebook.
Marcus, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking about you at all.
You know,
Marcus.
My Kyle's message talking about the way his jack was set up.
Exactly.
He probably wanted to come use my room for a little while. He could have came and used it and had his piece.
No. Just because I seen it, that don't mean I engaged him to it.
Baby.
I didn't do anything in Vegas.
So, Kyle, when are the clips going up? Because somebody did ask that on here.
Well, you have to wait. I just landed and I fell asleep, and I was on this radio show line. But
you were doing it.
Damn,
I was only out there 3 days.
I didn't sleep the whole weekend. I was just up.
I didn't see a lot of people this weekend. So you was on the chat line? No, I wasn't on anything. He said Jack, chat line. He was busy. Facebook? No, Grindr.
I mean, Las Vegas is definitely fun. Like, Vegas don't owe me nothing because, I mean, I had fun from the airport.
That was your first time?
That was my first time in Vegas.
Yeah, it's like that your first time. No shade. It is. It's like that your first and second time. After a while, you'd be like, oh, well, unless you see a different people there. It was nice. I mean, I guess for me, it was so many people that I knew that were there from the, like, where, you know, from North Carolina and D.C. and places like that. Like, it was kind of like, well, child, I see y'all all the time. Like, this is how I want to see. I wanted to see the L.A. and the San Francisco people, and it just seemed as though they were there last year. Like, you could tell they were there. This year, it looked like everybody just came for the ball. Now, on Sunday, it loaded up.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Did you notice
that
on chat?
Actually, the whole weekend, I saw at the ball. It was my first time. I've heard about Fee or whatever, but it was our first time actually interacting together at the ball, so it was nice to officially meet you, Fee, and talk at the ball. And Evan, Chanel, Ned Helm. I met Berlin, Chanel. I was talking to a lot of people because the runway was definitely deep for Chanel in the building.
Where he called?
Well,
he's sitting here on the phone.
He called you to go give your report on your weekend?
He said he was drunk and he missed everything.
He did. yes, he did.
I dragged him out the bed to come out on Friday night to the club, which is right next door to his hotel. He wasn't even going to come to that. But he didn't go to the ball. He didn't come to the party on Saturday. He didn't come to the black party.
Shout out to all the queens that stayed at the Rio on, what night did I get there? Thursday night? That was cute. Y'all really let me have it in that on that blackjack table. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
If you do not know how to gamble, stay off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Michi.
What?
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
I was responding to a text.
Uh-huh.
I was responding to a text. I don't want any more alcohol.
It's no shade. We went and got one of those daiquiris, right? And, you know, they're not strong, so, you know, we was going to get the cheap shot. And I was like, no, Econ, we're going to go to the diner lounge and get the Patron. Baby, after about four double shots of Patron in there. That was it. The night was over.
Yeah, I was drained. I mean, it was so much liquor. It was just a lot of Patron. Breaking.
So nobody hit this weekend? Usually somebody win a lot of money, or a decent amount of money.
Well, I'm going to play the table. I'll just talk to that.
Oh.
Hold on, we got another caller. Father caller, you're live on the air. Father caller.
How you doing?
Baby doll and a senior citizen doll, legendary.
This shall be live over here. Okay, I guess not.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing, I got cut off because Comcast is trying it over here. They wanted to do a system automatic reboot in my area, and I got cut off.
Okay, well, we're about to get up out of here. So can everybody say good night? We got 2 minutes left for the show.
All right.
I guess we'll have the recap of the recap.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. About to catch his red eye back to D.C.
You have a safe flight, Ronnie. Be careful. It's snowing.
Thank you. But it's still just, you know, all the snow and stuff is stopping. All the roads and stuff is already clear in D.C., so we should be good.
Well, amen. We're going from the sunshine to winter.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, where Jason London and Tea Party Cast will definitely be live on the air for Trash Talk Tuesdays. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night when the Icon CEO and founder of the hospital, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be live on the air for the State of Emergency show. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm live on the air, whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'm going to take you away with our commercials. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night.
The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
The annual purge has commenced.
For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Lovin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000. Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000. European Runway versus All American for $1,000. Femme Queen Face for $1,000. And Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500. Legendary Performance for $500. Open to All Legendary Runway for $500. Butch Queen Sex Diamond for $500. Butch Queen Twisters for $500. Open to All Legendary Realness for $500. Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500. And Father vs. Father for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amp Lovin on Facebook, or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.